Just to finish off the halachas of Gabos, I want to share with you a quote from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch mentions over there that the Torah, that's in a situation where the person who's reading is the Ela, there should be a second individual there together with him, because just like the Torah was given through, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah through a medium, he gave it through Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Torah is being read on Shabbos, which is in a certain sense, the Torah is being given over to the Tzibur, there has to be, besides the one who's giving it over, there has to be somebody else there with him. So Mishnah Berurah extends like this. The gabbai, or in some shuls, that one person would purchase the rights to give out all of the aliyahs, etc. So he's called the kana hamitzvahs. He would stand next to the sefer Torah, and he's called the skan. Kadei shiyu gimel. There should be three people there. What are the three people? Hanu shahaskan who kaviyachu b'makom Hashem yizbarach shu mitzaba likris l'chol mishigirtsa. The gabbai is the one who's giving out the Torah to Klai, so he's choosing who's going to get the Torah. So he's giving out the Torah to Klai, so he represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then that is the Skan. The one reads in the Torah represents Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the one who is the medium the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael through. And the Oila represents Klai Yisrael. So a person is given a chance to be the gabbai, he has to understand what he's being given is an opportunity to represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Tzibur. He's standing there and giving out the aliyahs to the he's giving out the idea of the giving out the Torah to Klai Yisrael. Then he brings from the Sefer Sofrim. It says that it's not correct that we have the chazan standing there by himself. He has to have somebody else with him on one side and somebody else on the other side connected to the Ovis. So that's why many shuls have a minute that you have somebody standing on both sides of the Bima, because we want to have somebody on Yamin, somebody on small, like representing the three Ovis. The last point over here, the Shari Ephraim says, if we're saying that the person over here standing on the side represents the Ovis, or he represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so obviously you want to choose a person who is a Ish Nichbad, Balmasim Toivim, people like him. People shouldn't be chayshed him. He's playing favorites. People should down him lechav schools. Sometimes a person makes a mistake, or he has a reason why he did it. You're not aware why he did it. And a person, obviously, if somebody does come and complain, the gabbai should respond properly. The midas which are necessary to if you're there represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, obviously that. The Shari Ephraim says, and obviously the gabbai can't go leave his place to answer up the guy's machloek. You see the history of what happened. They get into a fight in the middle over there. Yes, and the gabbai would leave his seat to go fight with the guy. You know, so don't do that. You have to stay by your position. You're there representing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to act properly. It would seem to me, not everybody's careful about that. When a person, they don't know the name of the oiler, so they go get the oiler's name and they call out his name from the middle of. You know, somewhere back in the back of the shul, they should go back to the bima and call him from there. That's the idea. He's standing Eitzel Har Sinai and calling out, giving out the Torah from there. So the correct place to call the person up from is that next to the bima, not from the back of the shul where he found out the guy's name. Obviously, you have two people. You can send one person to get the name, and that would be proper. So the position of Gabos is tremendously obviously it's tremendous achrayus to make sure that each person gets their aliyahs properly. But what we're seeing over here from the Mishnah Berurah is quoting from the Lavush that the person who's the gabbai is playing a tremendous role in the process of Nesinas HaTorah, which is given to us each time we read the Torah. He's representing Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shas Nesinas HaTorah. So even though it's a difficult job, it's a tremendous job and a tremendous schus. I just want to give a plug over here for Gabos. So anybody ever wants to do Gabos, it's a kosher thing. Next week I want to do the following. So I will not be here Sunday morning. Monday morning, Hashem is Rosh Chodesh, we'll do a riddle. Tuesday, I want to do the halachas of Haftarah, do one day about Haftarah, and then we'll start to go through a series about the halachas of Purim, the different halachas of Purim. One announcement whoever's involved in the Bikur Charlam and visiting the elderly in the Chesed program should please go right after davening to the small base medrash for an overview. and there will be a breakfast treat for you. And have a good morning and have a good Shabbos. Okay.